Salisbury, St. Helena, California, October 24, 1906. Salisbury. Dear Brother Salisbury, I wish to write you a few lines to say to you and your wife, be of good cheer in the Lord. I feel a deep interest in you both. Your success depends upon your possessing the meekness and the lowliness of Jesus. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Matthew 7, verse 7, 8. Draw nigh to God, my brother and my sister, whom I love in the Lord. Take your stand upon the elevated platform of Bible truth. If you will not be satisfied with a mere form of godliness, but will advance day by day, increasing in courage and in faith, and in earnest seeking of the Lord, you will endure as seeing Him who is invisible. Oh, how much we lose because we do not put our heart and soul into an effort to receive of heavenly things. Have faith in God, and He will not disappoint you. Read the Bible as the direct voice of God speaking to you. Our work is to believe in His Word and to be obedient. The power of God is for every soul who will devote himself without reserve to do the will of God. Be ever ready to receive the rich blessings of our Heavenly Father. Educate your hearts and your voices to praise God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. See Psalm 50, verse 23. Wonderful are His promises, for they are truth and righteousness. Do not neglect to pray daily for help. Walk humbly with God. Speak of the wonderful love of God before those employed in the office. Speak kind, encouraging words to those with whom you are brought in contact. Let not the enemy interpose between your soul and God. You must have His power. You must express His love. Speak as though you knew the Holy Spirit was with you. Can you enlarge your paper, The Signs of the Times? Feel free to select for publication choice matter from the many books that the Lord has helped me write. Take hold of His arm of infinite power and make a sanctified, decided effort to lead the apprentices and all the workers in the office to make a full and entire surrender to the Lord Jesus. Tell them not to spoil their record in heaven by unkind words or actions. Tell them to cultivate gracefulness of speech, to cut away selfishness out of their hearts, to give no expression to fretfulness, for that would give Satan an advantage over them. Let the workers in the office seek to perfect characters that will please Christ and the heavenly angels. No one can take with him into heaven a disagreeable character. We are now living in the day of preparation for heaven. Your likeness is now being taken. Wrong feelings and unkind words mar the presentation of the heavenly artist. Cultivate patience, kindness, truthfulness. Seek the Lord daily for wisdom to become a child of His. Study the Word of God and strictly obey all the commandments. Pray earnestly, seek the Lord in faith, and He will delight to answer your humble petitions. And be ye thankful. Praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. I am instructed that there must be among the workers a decided reformation, if your picture in heaven is to be what Christ is ready to make it. Do not hesitate. Do not let time pass. I am praying for you all, that you may read and understand the Word of God. Be faithful in cleansing the soul temple of everything that defileth. Do you desire the life that measures with the life of God? Do you desire to be fitted for the heavenly courts? Get ready, for the time is very short. Praise the Lord for His great love in giving Jesus to our world. Confess all sin, put away errors in character, and prepare for graduation to the higher school above, where Jesus will be your guide and your teacher.